Arnold has been writing for children since 1980 and is the author of more than 100 books. Recently, she received the Washington Post Children's Book Guild Nonfiction Award for her body of work and the Leo Politi Award from California Readers. Carolyn's interest in animals and the out of doors began when she was a child growing up in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The book she reads on this podcast, The Terrible Hodak and the Animal Catchers, is based on a story she heard at camp. Check out this story and some of her fascinating books about animals that are available at the Los Angeles Public Library.
In the far north woods, where the trees grow tall, there was a lumberjack named Ole Swenson. All day long, he and the other lumberjacks cut down trees in the forest. "Timber!" they shouted, as each tree crashed to the ground. A huge creature watched the lumberjacks as they worked. It had the head of an ox, feet of a bear, back of a dinosaur, and the tail of an alligator. It was 40 feet tall, and its eyes glowed like fire. It was the Hodak. The Hodak looked mighty scary, but the lumberjacks were not afraid. They knew that the Hodak was their friend. A long time ago, he had helped them get rid of a mean boss man. "Look," called Ole Swenson, pointing to a patch of ripe blueberries. "Yum, yum," roared the Hodak. "Save some for me." Blueberries were the Hodag's favorite food. "We will," promised Ole Swenson, "but first we must cut down this tree." "Let me help," offered the Hodak. He crossed the clearing, his giant steps making the ground shake. Then the Hodak swished his scaly tail from side to side, and crash! The tree came tumbling down. The Hodak settled down to feast on blueberries, crunching whole bushes in his giant jaws. While he ate, the lumberjacks plopped plump berries into their lunch pails. "We'll make pies for supper tonight," they said. Soon the sun dropped low in the sky. It was time for Ole Swenson and the lumberjacks to go back to the lumber camp. As they walked through the forest, they saw some men pitching tents around a campfire. "We are looking for the terrible Hodak," the men said. "We want to catch him and take him to the zoo. Have you seen him?" "Oh, yes," Ole Swenson said. "The Hodak has the head of an ox, feet of a bear, back of a dinosaur, and the tail of an alligator. His jaws are so big that he could eat you in one bite." Ole Swenson knew that the Hodak would never hurt anyone, but he was hoping to scare the men away. He didn't want their friend to go to the zoo. The animal catchers did not seem worried. "Can you tell us where the Hodak lives?" they asked. "Look on the other side of the forest," said Ole Swenson. "Maybe you will find the Hodak there." "We'll go there tomorrow," they said. The lumberjacks smiled. They knew that the Hodak never went to the other side of the forest, for now he would be safe. Back at the lumber camp, the lumberjacks prepared supper. "The Hodak would not be happy at a zoo," said one man. "The forest is his home." "Yes," said another, "and we would miss our friend." "I must find the Hodak," said Ole Swenson, "and tell him to watch out." The Hodag's den was deep in the forest. "Anybody home?" shouted Ole Swenson. "Here I am," roared the Hodak. His fiery eyes glowed in the dark, and clouds of white smoke puffed out of his nostrils. "I have bad news," said Ole Swenson. "Some animal catchers want to take you to the zoo." "Oh, no," cried the Hodak. "I am too big for a tiny cage. And what would I eat? Wild blueberries don't grow in the city." "You must hide in your den," said Ole Swenson. "Then the animal catchers won't find you." The next evening, the lumberjacks saw the animal catchers again. They were covered with mud. Did you find the hodag? The lumberjacks asked.
No, said the animal catchers. We went uphill and down, over a stream, around a lake, and through a swamp. We did not see the hodag at all.
Maybe the hodag has left the forest, suggested Ole Svensson.
We know he is here, said the animal catchers. We saw his footprints.
Tomorrow we'll follow them back to his den. Then we'll catch him for sure.
The lumberjacks went back to supper.
How can we stop them this time? They asked.
I have an idea, said Ole Svensson.
After dark, the lumberjacks left the lumber camp.
They tiptoed past the animal catchers' tents and walked deep into the forest.
The lumberjacks found the hodag and told him their plan.
Then they climbed onto the hodag's spiny back.
All night long, the hodag walked backward and forward through the forest. His feet left a trail of giant footprints.
Soon there were so many, it was hard to tell if the hodag was coming or going.
Just before sunrise, the hodag went back to his den. The lumberjacks made brooms from tree branches and swept away the tracks near the doorway.
Those animal catchers will never find you now, said Ole Svensson.
All day long, the animal catchers tried to follow the hodag's trail.
They went around and around until they were dizzy.
Where is that hodag? They asked.
These tracks are fresh. He must be here somewhere.
The next day, the lumberjacks found the animal catchers digging a deep hole.
We're making a hodag trap, they said. We'll fill it with blueberry bushes.
The lumberjacks went to work. They were worried.
The hodag will be really hungry after staying another day in his den, they said. Now he will be caught for sure.
We must think of a way to get rid of those animal catchers for good, said Ole Svensson.
How? Asked the men.
Perhaps they are not as brave as they think, said Ole Svensson.
That night, the lumberjacks met the hodag at his den.
Follow us, they said.
The hodag and the lumberjacks walked through the forest to the animal catcher's camp.
The lumberjacks hid behind the trees.
Then the hodag stepped into the clearing, stamped his feet, and roared.
Yikes, yelled the animal catchers as they scrambled out of their tents.
He saw a creature with a head of an ox, feet of a bear, back of a dinosaur, and the tail of an alligator.
It's the hodag!
They jumped up and ran into the forest.
The hodag ran after them.
The animal catchers were so scared that they didn't look where they were going.
They fell head first into the hodag trap.
Help, help! They cried.
Ole Svensson and the lumberjack stepped out from behind the trees.
The animal catchers were stuck in the bottom of the big hole.
Watch out, shouted the animal catchers. The hodag will eat you.
No, said Ole Svensson. The hodag is our friend.
Please tell him not to hurt us, begged the animal catchers.
Will you go away and leave him alone? Asked Ole Svensson.
Yes, they said.
And you will never come back?
Asked Ole Svensson.
We promise, they said. We do not want to see any more of the terrible hodag.
The lumberjacks helped the animal catchers climb out of the hole.
Then they gave the blueberry bushes to the hodag.
He ate them all in 3 big gulps.
The animal catchers packed up their tents and went back to the city.
Everyone was glad to see them go.
Thank you, said the hodag to the lumberjacks. We were happy to help.
They were glad that their friend, who had the head of an ox, feet of a bear, back of a dinosaur, and tail of an alligator, would stay with them in the forest. It was his home and where he belonged. And that's the end of the story.
The first hodag stories were told in logging camps more than 100 years ago.
I first learned about Ole Svensson and the hodag as a child,
when I went to summer camp in the North Woods of Wisconsin. At night, we sat around the campfire and heard tales of a giant beast called the Hodag. As with all tales that pass from one storyteller to the next, the details and exploits of the characters often changed with each telling. The Terrible Hodag and the Animal Catchers is an original story based on traditional characters. I hope that you will have a chance to go to the library and find The Terrible Hodag and the Animal Catchers and read it for yourself. When I was growing up, I loved going to the library. In the summer, I rode my bike to the library, and I would check out as many books as I could fit in the wire basket on the front. I believe that one of the reasons that I am a writer today is a love of books and reading that began when I was young. I hope that you, too, are developing a love for reading and books, because it is a pleasure that will last you a lifetime.